Chris Colucci, you know him well, TechWorks Consulting, MakeTechWork.com, 285-1527, 631, area code. Chris is the guru as far as, you know, the IT and the cyber and everything else that we discuss. And nice enough to give us a couple of minutes here on a Wednesday. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Well, I tell you, 20 days in, you know, it's not being talked about enough. No surprise, Newsday is not reporting on it. but in essence, you know, I look at this as a massive problem. You know, it's no longer the thinking, in my estimation, Chris, not only 20 days in, think about what happened here with first reported on the 8th of the month, and it's already the 28th, but, you know, it's no longer just about an antiquated system here, you know, in my estimation. You know, now I'm not looking to engage in conspiracy theories with you this morning, but I got to tell you, it is rather alarming. It is rather alarming that these systems are still down, and you wonder what in the heck is going on. And maybe the problem's a little bit deeper than we thought, huh?
Well, I mean, I guess you could talk about that at a couple different levels. And the first question is, I mean, is it really this bad? And what were we paying for from an IT standpoint, when we know they had a budget, you know, I think they admitted to a budget of a little over $6.5 million over the last few years in IT security. So where did it all go? You know, what happened to that stuff? What were we paying for? You know, and to be down for this amount of time and not have some systems up, some recoveries from backups, means either there was gross incompetence or something else maybe going on. And I hate that, because the rumors are out there. If you follow the sites that I follow, you know, and the Reddits and those kind of things, where there's always a lot of conspiracy theories, but there's a lot of people talking that, you know, this is unfortunately maybe either some gross incompetence on their side or some negligence that, you know, maybe worse than that. And so, you know, I don't want to get into too many conspiracy theories, but they're out there talking about, you know, what's happening with our data, what are they going to recover? So that's what happens when you have this kind of a fog and no communication back and forth from any officials to just say that there might be something going on. Now, understanding cyber breaches and understanding a little bit of that, it's not unusual for people to not talk at all about these kind of things, but it is unusual for a media to not be curious about that. So it's not unusual, because you don't want to play your cards, you don't want to tell everybody what you're negotiating, you don't want people to know just how bad the situation is, because then they might raise the amount of money that they're asking for. But that being said, to not have the ability to recover some of our systems, to not be able to do things what they call sandboxing, where if you had a server that could, what they told us in the beginning of this was that they didn't think it was ransomware, or they shut everything down out of abundance of caution. But that doesn't seem to be the case, because if they had shut everything down from an abundance of caution, there are ways to turn some of these systems back up in a sandbox manner that would not connect them to the internet, that would not give them access so that they could necessarily be re-encrypted or have any kind of interaction with the bad guys, and maybe get some of these things up and running and make digital copies of these before you do that, so that if they did get encrypted, you could server up and then fix the next one. But none of that seems to be going on right now. At least we don't see any of that, and we don't see what's happening. So I'm very, very skeptical on this side about what's going on. And like I said, it either is much, much worse than what they're telling us, or, you know, there's some kind of something weird going on. And I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but there's a lot flying out there right now.
I have to think there's something a little bit more than ransomware going on. To me, if it's ransomware, you would have heard about this already. Would have been settled, number one.
Well,
number two,
so
right? Am I right with that? I mean, it shouldn't take 20 days.
Let me stop you there, because what you're not getting and what you haven't seen is that if you're on the back end, there is an organization called Black Cat that has claimed to put ransomware on their system, that is putting and pumping out what looks like some Suffolk County data. They did put a ransom out there. You can go take a look. There's a great website called databreaches.net. If you type in Suffolk County in their search, you'll see this. They did ask for that. They did ask for a reward. The reward that is being posted up there, I believe, is $8 million. So that stuff is out there, and there is what looks like some county data screenshots of a piece of software called Veeam, which is a backup service tool that should have been used and should have been able to recover from, except it has a security flaw in it that needed to be patched. And if they don't take care of their stuff, then they didn't patch it. But, you know, so that stuff is out there, and we're just not hearing about it, right? We're not being told, but some people have this information, whether it's being leaked, whether it's whatever, where it's coming from. You can find out that there was a company, a ransomware put out by an organization called Black Cat that claims to have taken terabytes worth of the county's data and is saying that if they don't get paid, they're going to put that data out onto the web, which is our data. I mean, this is mine and your data that they're saying, social security numbers, but we're not being told to protect ourselves right now. We're not being told to keep an eye on our stuff, but that's what's being reported on some of these other sites that our media is not reporting right now, which is that's kind of weird for me, because they don't seem very curious about this, or at least they're only touting the very few things that are being put out. So I'm concerned about that.
That's an excellent job on your end. It is not being reported on. And I'm wondering, in situations like this, is there any type of cyber insurance? I mean, where are we at with that?
So this is another one of those things that I get off of trying to do my research. Some people out there that says that they were offered cyber insurance and they denied the cost of that cyber insurance. And, and would that stop necessarily? Well, there's a couple things that would usually happen if the county was looking to get cyber insurance. And that insurance company would request that they have their disaster recovery plans, their backup procedures, how their systems are set up, so that they can assess the probability that, you know, they might have to pay out a ransom. So that usually would be the beginnings of actually setting equipment up correctly, because they're not going to get insured. So maybe the insurance was way too high. They decided not to buy insurance. But I mean, cyber insurance is one of the most important tools that we recommend to our clients, because no matter how good you are, there's always an opportunity that the systems can get breached. They did not, and this is, like I said, this is what we're getting from just all the stuff that I'm reading, that they had the opportunity to purchase cybersecurity. They chose not to. And this is one of those situations that we're in. So there is no cybersecurity. But secondly, on top of that, usually if we're paying this kind of money, I know that they had a system from a company called Palo Alto out there that was supposed to be protecting us from this stuff. If we're paying this $6.5 million in cybersecurity that they've paid since 2019, where did that go? What is our cybersecurity like? Because all the systems that I know that we put in there should be able to, A, start to catch or at least predict that this stuff might be happening, look at the systems that are there, give a county a plan for, how these things shouldn't occur, but then also give us some kind of a disaster recovery plan that says, if this happens, this is how we're going to recover from that. And then on top of that, how are you going to recover from that? You know, are your systems separated enough so that they're not all going to get, they're not going to all get attacked if you have one actor come in? You know, what are you doing to separate that stuff? And then how are you following up on these procedures regularly? Are you testing those plans? For $6 million, I think we should have had that.
That much. There's a lot of radio silence going on here, which really kind of bothers me the most. You know, the thing is, you know, where is the disaster recovery plan in all this? You know, where is the leadership? Who runs the county? Well, first of all, who runs the county? Who runs the cyber for the county? Do we know that?
Well, I know they have a contractor out there. He was on the news from a company called Redland Securities. I believe he was an ex-New York State senator. And he was out on the news with Ballone, and I believe that he was their cybersecurity consultant and was supposed to be doing this work. And but we don't have any information about what the contracts were right now, and I haven't been able to dig about into that. I don't know that there was a real cybersecurity RFP, at least not anything that I had seen or bid on, to figure out what that is. But we do have some company, this company Redland, that had some responsibility. What they paid for, I don't know. I don't know what their responsibility was. But generally, from an IT standpoint, I don't really know who's, you know, ultimately responsible to the IT decision making, and I have to assume it goes up pretty high. So I don't have a good answer for that, for who the real responsible party should be to this, but they have an IT team there, and I'm sure that they have lots of stuff to deal with, and they have, I know they have old antiquated systems, it's kind of a pandemic across all of the counties. I mean, all the counties, the municipalities that we work with, I know that even Nassau County is still running some Novell servers from years ago, you know, things that, so I'm actually concerned that there's other counties, like Nassau County is probably just as vulnerable into this as Suffolk County is, and that might, you know, one of the next targets. But from that model, all of these counties, all of these municipalities are all suffering from the same thing. They have old antiquated systems with, you know, IT people that have been in the same positions for very long times, and they probably were very good when at some of the older systems, and maybe some of them have grown with the systems, but the systems haven't changed over years, and that's why we saw, I think the local 37 local governments in this just this year alone have gotten some kind of ransomware and cyber attack. It's got to be a wake up call now to start bringing in the right people and start holding some accountability to the people who are responsible for protecting. This is our data, right? It's our data. It's our information. It's now in the hands of some hackers. And what do we pay for? Would the $6 million go? I don't know.
Listen, you get nothing from the county exec's office, which is no surprise here. But the county exec's office should be in charge of the cyber. If it goes that high up, I would think. And, you know, the other question is, why are all the servers linked? Why is our freaking government down for 20 days? That's what you got to ask yourself. I mean, if you're a resident of the county right now, I mean, you got to be scratching your head here. Why not separate these agencies, Chris? I can't figure that one out.
Part of the plan usually is to create some separation between the access and the control. So it's kind of like it's this kind of least cost model. You only have access to the things you need to have access to, and you separate out these systems so that if you get into one, if you have an administrator, that administrator is the police department, not the same administrator account that administers, you know, that administers the municipalities or some of that other stuff, and you really create these walls of separation based off of necessity and based off of, you know, accountability, who's the accountable partner to take care of those things. And it seems that somehow or another, all of these systems got, including their backup systems, had none of these firewalls between them to keep them separated if something happened. And that's concerning, because it's definitely not a best practice. It's definitely much more best practice to give this kind of start moving towards a more zero trust model, where not everything is just like there's one super administrator that controls everything. And then, you know, on top of that, whenever you do backups nowadays, any organization, whether it's a municipality or not, those backups should be completely separated from the network at some way or another, where they do not, I mean, offsited to another facility in the cloud, and archived to the point where they can't get corrupted. So even if it's a month old or 2 months old, you have something there that you can go back to and say, okay, we can rebuild from that much quicker than rebuilding the whole system.
I mean, why would a county executive have a system set up like this in the first place? You know, I can't figure that up. If it goes that high in the chain as far as being in charge, I mean, why? That's a big question right there, you know. And again, separating the agencies is key. Board of Ed, DA, Department of Health.
Yeah.
I mean, separate service. I mean, that, you know, to me, it doesn't make sense. Everybody linked. And again, how does a guy like Steve Ballone have a system set up like this in the first place?
Well, I mean, I think that there's not a lot of priority to them. It's a cost that they, you know, especially when the county was, not doing so well with its budgets and stuff like that. It's a cost. There are people maybe that are not informing them correctly. There's a lot of, you know, this industry is filled with, especially in the municipality areas, filled with people that, you know, like everything else, may not be giving the right information to the people at the top and making them feel good about the systems that they have there without these kind of real checks and balances that anybody who's doing IT needs to have. I mean, I do IT for a lot of organizations, and I have third party come in to make sure that we're getting tested, we're getting penetration tested, we're you know, somebody is checking to make sure that the work that I'm doing or the way I'm protecting my organization is up to snuff. And I think that there's a lot of people, you know, you get into a position where you have to trust these people that have been doing this for a while, and they might not be the most educated or you know, be able to do everything that they say they can do.
Chris, were you contacted at all, or did you contact Suffolk County for your services? And if so, how was it kind of received?
I know that, well, me personally, although I do have, you know, I am friendly with a few of the people that you know, are in Suffolk County, and we did have some initial talkings about trying to help them look at their systems moving forward. I didn't really, I've only reached out to a few people, but it's very quiet. And like I said, I'm not shocked by that, because you have FBI and Homeland Security in there now, and you know, I'm a nobody compared to the systems that you know, the people that are running that, and they have to default to the FBI and Homeland Security because they're the big guns, right? So they're not going to come out to necessarily, while they're in the middle of this, maybe they'll contact people like me in the future to put better plans together. But I don't think during this period in time, if we are in this middle of this, they're going to keep that. And like I said, I don't find that necessarily shocking that they haven't contacted myself or other people that I know in the industry to help out with this, because they have Homeland Security and FBI in there, and you know, they're supposed to be the best of the best, right? And that also lends itself a little bit to you know, why they might not be talking, because they're probably getting that advice. That being said, there has to be some, you know, we have to feel comfortable that there's something going on, and that there's an end to this in some point in time, and that, you know, because unfortunately we were told very early on in a press conference that this wasn't necessarily a ransomware attack, that they had people in the systems, but they didn't actually attack and corrupt the systems. And that does not seem to be the case right now, at least from what we're finding through a couple of these breach websites. So you're getting this mixed message, you're getting these conspiracy theories, and you're also getting people who are really talking about what they believe is the incompetence of our, you know, of the IT staff of Suffolk County. And I hate to say that, I'm sure there's very people in there, and I'm sure they're working very hard, but that's what you're going to hear. And you're even seeing people starting to blame, you know, each one of the politicians individually. So that's why I would think that they would want to have a little bit more communications. And maybe they'll come out of this and have great information for us in a few weeks and say, this is why we did those things. And I hope that that's what we get. Right now, right now, I don't expect a lot from them if they're in the middle of trying to negotiate. But I would expect more from our media to at least be asking these questions and pushing some of the information that I'm able to find by just doing, you know, a small amount of research.
Our last one, as this goes on, which tomorrow will be 3 weeks, and it doesn't seem to be any end in sight. You know, I talked to several people yesterday. We had the sheriff on before. We had Ken Bombace on. This is his expertise as well. As you go on from a Chris Coluccio standpoint, your mindset, at what point do you feel that it goes a little bit deeper? Being a key word here, okay? A little bit deeper than what we're thinking here.
Well, I mean, you know, we're in kind of this, what we call, I guess you call this kind of the fog of war at this point in time in what's going on. And I guess that it goes a little bit deeper if we don't get really good information after this is all said and done, or if we're missing data that seems to be important data, you know, you talked about the Gilgo Beach thing the other day. I'm not trying to start these conspiracy theories again, but if there's data that we recover or we get back and some of it's missing and it happens to be, like, that's the kind of stuff that we would be concerned about, you know, that kind of stuff. I think, you know, even on top of that, the other problems that aren't being talked about on this stuff is that this is affecting other municipalities. I know Town of Brookhaven having a hard time getting their contracts because they use their contract system. It's a bidding system that, you know, they share with Suffolk County, so they might not be able to get their ordering done and that kind of stuff for some of their contract work. And I know that certainly the real estate industry is suffering incredibly because, you know, my wife works in that industry. They can't do titles. You can't close houses. You can't do this stuff. So I think that, you know, you're going to see some lawsuits and stuff come out of this too, because this industry. So that's the kind of stuff that we're not getting the warm and fuzzy on, which starts the conspiracy theories, which starts, you know, what's going on right now. I would like to hope that they're doing the best they can, and they're unfortunately maybe recovering from scratch at this point and trying to put everything back together. And that would take some time, especially with you know, the ability to get equipment right now because of the supply chain. So that would definitely take some time. I'm hoping that at the end of this, they come out and give us a real full report of what happened so that we can feel warm and fuzzy and we can put those conspiracy theories behind us.
The optimism, you know, and everything else. I don't know. I might have lost a little bit of that.
This is a tough situation to be in. Because certainly if we're this far in and we can't recover and we're still negotiating, then there's a lot. Listen, there's the political side of it, obviously, that people don't want to necessarily know why the decision. You know, they don't want to tell everybody why the decision to not buy cybersecurity, so they got to craft that, and that's always going to happen. But then you have the negotiation side on the other side that says, you know, we can't play our cards too much out there because $8 million will become $10 million,
$4 million. Chris, you'd still like something from the leader of the county. You get nothing. You get nothing.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Yeah. You know, I understand full transparency and the negotiations, and I understand even, that. But can you give me something, please? Something? You got? You're a leader of 1.5 million freaking people. Give us something.
Yeah.
Something.
And
give me something. You get nothing.
This is national news that isn't being recorded. I mean, Suffolk County is one of the largest counties in the country. You know, and nothing, you know, so no news. So it's like I said, I expect better from our politicians on this stuff. I hope that this is a wake up call for a lot of the other municipalities, that, you know, we speak with that are out there, because every one of them is vulnerable to this stuff. And they need some third party to come in there and just give them some kind of assessment and start working towards standards.
The only thing we get out of his office is a COVID update. I mean, my goodness, please give us something here, please. 20 days.
Yeah.
20 days. Finally. No,
I can't. Yes.
Go ahead. Finish the thought.
No. Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, the TechWorks HIA breakfast event on digital transformation for public sector and municipalities is coming up, no?
Yeah. So we're going to be doing a digital transformation. We had planned this before this attack, to discuss some of the work that we've done with helping municipalities and townships and stuff like that transform both on the cyber side and on their, you know, their ability to run a more effective, efficient government using some technology moving forward. Obviously, some of those places will be like, well, we have paper, we would have been in a better place, but that's not the way, you know, you can't run on that forever. And, you know, so we're going to be talking about the ability to use technology to better serve your constituents, and also, you know, talk about the minimums that you would need for cybersecurity and what you should be doing, from what standards you should try to be meeting as a small municipality, and what kind of resources you should be putting towards that. So I think it's a timely breakfast that we're going to be running for those that either work in these counties or have municipalities or have some kind of connection to them. We want to be able to give them some education about where you start with this stuff and what the basics are, both, like I said, from a performing well for your constituents and getting permits and things done rapidly, and also from a how do you secure that stuff and make sure that this stuff doesn't happen to you.
Chris, always a pleasure. I know you'll be on top of this stuff and with more information in the next couple of days, hopefully. Keep the fingers crossed.
Yeah, I hope so too, because the more that they hold off on us, the more people are going to think that they're doing these kind of, you know, recover only the stuff we want to recover, and it's tough, you know, it's a tough situation.
Well, and that's why
those rumors are.
Listen, residents deserve an explanation, and you have to get that from the leader.
And where's our alternate parties? Where are the people that are talking about this? Where's our, you know, like, there's just everybody's mum. It's very quiet. So I don't know. I'm very concerned about what's going on.
It's extremely concerning, and we'll stay on top of it, my friend. You stay well, all right?
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. You get nothing. You get nothing from the top. That's what bothers me. You get nothing. This is a huge story. And you get nothing.
Where's our media on this, Jay?
There's nothing, though.
On this? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
where's our media?
Nothing.
And are other people, where are the people that are calling for this to? I mean, the best media I'm finding are people on TikTok that are reporting about this stuff and other and these you know, these breach sites. And the information's out there and nobody's reporting it.
I hear you. You stay well. Thanks, pal.
Thanks.
Chris Coluccio, folks, TechWorks. We'll stay on it. We'll keep talking about it. We'll keep talking about it.